streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeart Radio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Welcome in. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be making this part of your day. Thanks so much. I'm Doug Gottlieb, in for Colin Cowherd. Of course, you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, on FoxSportsRadio.com, or any of our hundreds of affiliates nationwide. Thanks so much for listening. Mark Medina is going to join us in 20 minutes. He covers the NBA for NBA Media. He's also our Fox Sports Radio NBA Playoffs Insider. We'll get his thoughts on the topic of the day, which is also the topic du jour. Well, look, if you're just joining us, and you're just cluing in, the news of yesterday relates to the news of the day. Yesterday it was the Nets telling Kyrie Irving, hey, man, if you can find a sign and trade, go for it. Kyrie Irving appeared to not have options outside the Lakers, but the Lakers deal, which would send Russell Westbrook back in return, was not anything the Nets wanted to consider. So in order for Westbrook to go to the Lakers, he would have had to opt out, become an outright free agent. And if he wanted, in fact, to be a Laker, it would have been at the $6 million mid-level exception variety. He's instead going to make $37 million to remain with the Nets. That's the news of last night. And then, of course, today, Russell Westbrook opted in to remain with the Lakers. So there's a lot to discuss in regards to what do we think about the Nets now? I'm actually more bullish on the Nets than others are. What do we think about the Lakers now? What happens next in the league? There's a lot to discuss. John Wall getting bought out. Now he's apparently going to be a member of the Clippers at a fairly minimum deal. We got a lot to talk about. but we study things that happened a long time ago, right? History, so we don't repeat it, especially the bad history. And we study things to learn about the overall culture or feeling of the business that we're discussing. What does this all tell us? Well, first, a lot of us are to the point with Kyrie and many of these athletes where we call bull. Right? And by calling bull, I mean the Kyrie doesn't care about money. Look, it's a lot easier to not care about money when you got $100 million in the bank, right? To those of us kind of trying to scrape it together in order to make ends meet, put our kids through school, you know, into college, have their college funds, gas prices obviously high, you know, like I have two daughters turned 16. It costs as much money to get a used car as does new car. Like, so you're, I don't even know what to do there. Like, to those of us who actually have jobs and have bills and we're not just stockpiling money away that we'll never see or never spend, it's a different conversation with a multi-millionaire who's made films, made commercials, had his own shoe that's been wildly successful, played in the NBA for a decade, won an NBA championship, has likely $100 million in cash somehow and investments all over. Like, those kind of guys can say, it ain't about the money. What have we learned about people who say it ain't about the money? It's always about the money, right? Not sometimes, not most times. It's always about the money. So the first thing we've learned is anyone who's like me, who's called bull on the Kyrie Irving money doesn't matter, I give you Kyrie Irving's decision yesterday. If money didn't matter, then going from $37.1 million to $6 million doesn't matter. It's happiness. It's a chance to play with LeBron. It's a chance to play with the Lakers. It's a chance to reinvent himself and to get the next year, get a big payday. He chose not to do that. Now, we can say, look, the devil you know better than devil you don't. Motivated with the Nets. He has KD, who's in a better place in his career than LeBron is just because of age alone. And as much as that seems like a dysfunctional mess of a franchise, let's be honest. You go back 2 years ago. Not this season, the previous season, before Kyrie got hurt, even with a hobbled James Harden, they kicked the holy living hell out of the Milwaukee Bucks in game two. Kyrie gets hurt. And they still took him to game seven because Kevin Durant is that good. So the idea is like, look, if we're healthy, if we have all three bodies, and then we have the rest of our bench actually healthy, completely different team. So there's some of that. But the root of it is, dude, don't tell me it ain't about money when you could have been a Laker, you could have been with Anthony Davis, you could have been with LeBron, and you chose not to do so. Why? Well, it's too big a loss of money. Then it's about the money. I get it. I've never gone from making $37 million to $6 million. That would be a harsh reality. That would be really, really hard for anybody. I wouldn't do it. But I also would never say or let other people believe he's not motivated by money. All right, second thing. Here's how the league views Kyrie. Here's a guy with otherworldly talent. Otherworldly talent and skill. With a basketball in his hands, Kyrie Irving is about as good as any player now, any player ever who's played basketball. Ever. Like, that's how good he is. Unbelievable shooter, shot maker. You know, I remember having a conversation with Brad Stevens one summer. And he said, Kyrie Irving could lead the league in assists every year twice over. I said, why doesn't he? That's a longer discussion. He can pass, he can handle, he can shoot. He's fairly small, so defense, he can get overwhelmed. But he's not a terrible defender. It's fine. He just makes bad decisions defensively and chooses to do his own thing. But in terms of skill set, there isn't anything missing from his game. Nothing. And yet, nobody wanted him on a sign-in trade. Now, could we factor in there's a likelihood nobody wanted him on a sign-in trade because he wanted a max contract that was 4 years and then you tack on to the year he has, and you're like, man, I can't do 4 years of Kyrie Irving, 5 years of Kyrie Irving guaranteed when I don't know at what point in time he'll decide not to show up to work. I get it. But the point is, there wasn't anyone outside the Lakers interested. I ended yesterday's show. It's Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd, Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. I ended yesterday's show saying, like, look, everybody thinks they know what they're worth. Your worth is very simple. You're worth what somebody's willing to pay you. That's it. You're worth what somebody's willing to pay you. And no one was willing to pay that much. The only reason the Nets are is because the Nets have him under contract if he opts in. Right? So how the league views Kyrie Irving is it's not about talent. It's about everything else that happens to the franchise if they were to bite the apple and bring him in. And then the last part is really, I think I'll be interested to see what Mark Medina says. Well, he'll join us. He's actually going to join us next hour. TJ Hushmanzada will join us upcoming next. And then the next part is simple. This is the state of the Lakers. Like, I know Colin, last week, I think, the weeks do run together. Last week offered up Anthony Davis for Kyrie Irving. No chance you'd make that move. Zero. You have you're not likely, based upon the current construction of their roster, to compete for a championship. You have zero chance of competing for a championship if you don't have Anthony Davis and you have Kyrie Irving instead. That's it. So that wasn't an option. 6'9", 6'10". Like, Anthony Davis shouldn't be the 75 anniversary team. That's a joke. Dwight Howard should be on that team. It's a pathetic joke that Anthony Davis is on there. He hasn't played enough, been good enough. But when he's right, when he's healthy, he's an elite player that helps you at both ends. He can stretch the floor. He can defend the rim. Like, it's not really close in terms of what actually helps you win. That's not taken away from Kyrie Irving and his skill, but you're not making that trade. But they can't get rid of Russell Westbrook. I'm sure he's super happy. Like, Russell Westbrook, the guy who has rabbit ears to tweet back, to clap back at Skip Bayless, I'm sure Russell Westbrook is completely unaware that he was offered in a trade for Kyrie Irving, right? That nothing to do with it. Of course. The not-so-well-kept secret is, no matter what they say, the Lakers would do anything to get rid of Russell Westbrook. Anything. But no one wants him, so they feel like they're going to have to suck it up and figure out how to play him with a $47.1 million contract that he opted into earlier today. The Lakers are a dumpster fire. Kyrie Irving would not take the $6 million deal. They could not make a trade to acquire him. They don't have any assets. Yeah, I mean, they have two assets that people would like, LeBron and Anthony Davis, but they aren't giving those up because you give those up, you have no chance. You go from limited chance to no chance at all. The Lakers have no assets that anybody wants. Kyrie Irving is at one of two places, and he can say, or he may make you feel, that he's not about financial gains, but that was a financial decision. And the league views him as more trouble than he's worth, despite the league, absolutely, there's not a single soul you would talk to that wouldn't say, like, that guy's an incredible talent. That's what we learned. That's where we are. All right, more on the Nets. And on what's next, what I really, really like that happened yesterday in the NBA. But coming up next, Baker Mayfield told reporters today that he's moving on from the Browns. What does that mean, as the Browns are likely left without Deshaun Watson for the foreseeable future? Well, that's TJ Hushmanzada. He joins us next in The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Doug Gottlieb for Colin. This is The Herd, wherever you may be, however you're making this part of your day. Thanks so much. Live from sunny Southern California on the iHeartRadio app and Fox Sports Radio and foxsportsradio.com. Mark Medina next hour. He covers the NBA. He'll give us a sense of what's next and if my view, my read on things is correct. Frank Isola will join us third hour of the show. He hosts a show for NBA Radio. He's covered the league for years. We got a lot to get to. TJ Hushmanzada in a second. I'll get his thoughts on this. So Baker Mayfield's back in Oklahoma, where he played college football after transferring from Texas Tech. Obviously was the number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner. And he's having a youth football camp, and he set aside time to talk with reporters. And one asked him if there was any chance of reconciliation with the Browns.
But I think a lot of people think if they didn't have a quarterback for the next year, would there be any chance of reconciliation there?
No, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out. But we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides.
So he said there would have to be some reaching out. What that tells you is, yeah, he can say he's ready to move on. He wants them to come crawling back to him, right? And to this point, they're done. They're done. Now, there's a lot to it. You know, you have a general manager now and an Andrew Berry who did not draft him. Right? You have a head coach who did not draft him, has not picked him. Half of the team has always turned over on a year-to-year basis. And the argument for Baker is, was, and has always been what I told Colin when he was coming out. You don't have to like the antics. You don't like that the swag and the way he carries himself. But up until this past year, guys in the locker room did. And that's all that it's about. That's all that actually matters. It doesn't matter fans or the media or other organizations like you. None of that matters. It's the guys in that locker room. Can you get those 52 other dudes, those 45 other guys on a game day, can you get them to play for you? And whatever happened, and we can say it's that he's playing hurt. We can say it's the offense. We can say it was Odell. We can say whatever happened. He lost that. So he can play the victim and say, well, they, you know, they ain't reached out. They don't really want me. They went and got, and look, there's a parallel here between everything that's happening. Everything. I mean, yesterday, who we talked to, Charles Robinson joined us from Yahoo Sports. And what happened with Matt Ryan in Atlanta, right? What happened with Matt Ryan in Atlanta? Well, Matt Ryan was going to play out his contract in Atlanta. Then they reached out and were in on the Deshaun Watson. He was like, dude, what? I'm out. What happened yesterday? Kyrie Irving, the only team that was interested in trading for him was the LA Lakers. And they wanted to include Russell Westbrook. And Russell Westbrook opts in today. Right? Anyone would get mad if, on one hand, the team tells you, we love you, well, you're part of our, and the other hand, they're talking about trading you. Anybody would. But the team didn't, the organization didn't give up on Baker until the players said, we're just done with Baker. T.J. Oshmanzada joins us, of course, former Pro Bowl wide receiver. You can hear him on Up On Game. It's a podcast and a show. It's on weekends here on Fox Sports Radio every Saturday on Fox Sports Radio, along with LeVar Arrington, Plaxico Burress. Great show. Just three dudes who are all great athletes, great football players, talking ball, talking all sports on Fox Sports Radio on Saturdays. TJ, why do you think Baker, and am I wrong to say he lost the locker room last year?
No. You're dead on with that. And I don't know why, and I don't know what it is, but it's something about his personality. And it's not something that we don't know, because when all of this came out about Baker, the one thing to me that surprised me, not one guy went on Instagram, Twitter, nobody put out a statement and said, all this about Baker isn't true. Baker's a great teammate. Nobody came to his defense. It's something about his personality that rubs people the wrong way. I don't think you can change that. That's who he is. So unless he's just going to go in there and just be quiet, some people try to force being a leader. You can't force that. You're only a leader when others are willing to follow you. If they're not willing to follow you, you are not a leader. And that's where Baker is.
Okay, so in your mind, it feels like the Browns are waiting on a Sam Bradford type of situation, right? Where, if we remember, Bradford was with the Eagles. He actually got an extension with the Eagles, and then they drafted Carson Wentz, but then they waited, and, you know, fortunately for them, Teddy Bridgewater got hurt. They got a first-round pick for him. Is that the sense of what you're getting is, hey, we're just going to wait and see who's desperate for a quarterback once we get closer to the season?
In a league that really needs a quarterback, they probably are hoping, fingers crossed, somebody gets hurt in training camp. Somebody gets hurt in the preseason. At this point, even if that happens, is Baker better than the quarterbacks you have on your roster, considering he's going to have to come learn the system? And that's not an easy task, because that's like speaking a different language and trying to learn it on the fly. And everybody knows, you think it's easy. It's not easy. So he's not going to figure it out and really understand it till week 8, week 9. How many games have you won within that time frame? And so the Browns, they need to just cover a salary. If you cover a salary, he's gone. And so they're trying to, you guys pay half, we'll pay half. You guys pay this, we'll pay that. If they want Baker gone, they'll cover the salary. The longer they wait, the harder it's going to get to trade him, unless someone has a season-ending injury.
TJ Husmanzada is our guest here in the Herd on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Doug Gottlieb filling in for Colin. Okay, let's get to Jimmy Garoppolo. Did you hear the Julian Edelman story about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, I listened to it last night.
Okay, guys, if we have that, we can cue that up. For people who didn't hear, Julian Edelman, we don't have another. Okay, so Julian Edelman said basically when Tom Brady was out because of Deflategate, suspended for the first four games, they felt like he was hurt but not injured, right? And meanwhile, Jacoby Brissett goes in there and plays without a ligament in his thumb. And it felt like, again, a lose the locker room sort of moment. That makes you feel differently about Jimmy G, a guy who's oft injured, right? What's the truth here? When you hear that as a guy who was in this league, and I've always said players know way more, and you can just tell by players, what does the Julian Edelman story about Jimmy Garoppolo tell you?
You know what, Doug? Some guys just, they can't tolerate pain. They can't play when something's bothering them. Like, I would have cracked ribs, and I would get a shot every Sunday. Man, that needle was so long. You feel it going through your body, hitting other ribs. Like, no lie. Game's over. You can't walk. You can't cough. You can't sneeze. You can't do anything. I got kids. I come home. You can't even play with your kids because they're going to hurt you even more. Some guys, they just can't cope with playing through pain. And when you're in a locker room with a bunch of guys that are getting shots, and playing through pain, taking painkillers and playing through pain, and Brady hurting, you can't play through this. Oh, they're going to talk about you, but they never forget it. And so, yeah, he's often into Jimmy G. But when, and this is what happens, Doug, a lot of times you cool with the training staff. You really cool with them. So they'll straight up tell you, hey, can Jimmy G play? Yeah, he can play. He been. Like, they'll tell you. And so, you automatically know, like, buddy can really play, and he don't want to play. How you know? So-and-so just told me, and so-and-so is in the training room. They work in the training room. And so that type of stuff happens. Martellus Bennett really went in on him. Edelman didn't want to go in on him. He just confirmed the story that, yeah, that's true. But, Doug, some guys just can't play through things that other guys can. And if you're a guy that plays through it, it kind of pisses you off that, you're playing through this, and you're not going to play through that?
No, I mean, I agree with you. I think, and we all know guys like that. We all know the guy that's always, it's always something. Right? It's always something. And, yeah, again, it's the perception of locker room that's way more important than anything else, because those guys have to, you have to get, at least have the appearance of being tougher or as tough as any of those guys.
A bunch of guys, man, they soft like melted ice cream. You know that.
Yep.
You know that.
Yeah. Okay. What's your sense of how this affects Jimmy G in terms of San Francisco's ability to move him?
I don't believe. I mean, it's obvious. Jimmy G is hurt often, but when he's able to play, say what you want to say, he gets the job done. You can say, "Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. Oh, Shanahan didn't believe in him completely." When Jimmy G played for the Niners, they did well. When Jimmy G didn't play for the Niners, they didn't do so well. And so you got to give him his credit. He's just not available as much as you would like. I would assume there will be a market for him, but it's very similar to what we talked about Baker. What system are you coming in to learn? I don't think people take that into account. Like, yeah, football is universal. What we may say is strike. You may say is lightning. We may have a call that's Randy. When I was playing, we would check, 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 Randy, Randy, Randy. That was a quick screen to the right for us. Larry, Larry, Larry was a quick screen to the left. That may mean something completely different for another team. And you have to get Randy, Larry out of your mind from your old team and figure out what Randy, Larry is for your new team. And a lot of times you have 2 or 3 seconds to kind of figure it out. It's not as easy as people think. I believe there'll be a market for them, but the longer they wait, you're just better off going with what you have, because what you have cannot be that bad. If they were, they wouldn't be on the team.
TJ Hushmanzada, our guest, a former Pro Bowl wide receiver, part of Up On Game, a show you can download as a podcast or hear on Fox Sports Radio on Saturdays. LeVar Arrington, Plaxico Burress, the co-host. Does the Russell Wilson thing work in Denver?
I believe it does, Doug. Russell's just a leader, man, just like the way he goes about himself. And I know people say this or that about Russell. I would love to play with Russell Wilson. I like the way he goes about his business. I mean, Russell Wilson on vacation, and he got a helmet and shoulder pads with him, throwing the ball. Like, guys ain't doing that, Doug. They're not doing that. Russell, he just has – you talk about – I talked about leadership with Baker. Russell Wilson, if anything came out, guaranteed would have guys defending him. Guaranteed guys would defend him because of the way he goes about it, the way he treats people, the way he shows empathy towards others in that locker room. They'll come out and defend him. I believe Russell Wilson in Denver works. It's not going to be easy. You have to go at Justin Herbert twice in the Chargers. Chargers got a great defense, at least on paper. The Chiefs and Mahomes. The Raiders and Carr. It's not going to be easy. But this is why we love sports, because if you ask four people, you probably get a different divisional winner out of that division by each person.
Russell.
Go ahead, Doug.
I was just going to say, we mentioned the Chiefs, and look, Mecole Hardman obviously has great speed. They've added some speed, but you lose a Tyreek Hill. I mean, the entire thing was you got to play too deep, take away Tyreek Hill beating you, right? That was like the entire game plan. You know, worry about Kelce and worry about Tyreek Hill, and that was make somebody else beat you, keep everything underneath. How much does playing against the Kansas City Chiefs change with the massive personnel change losing the Cheetah to Miami?
It for sure changes, and everybody knows it. And this will make Patrick Mahomes a better quarterback. Everybody knows the way the Buffalo Bills paid the Chiefs, though they won't play them like that this year. You get the overtime, or you get the 12 seconds. You think they're going to get played that way again? No, they won't. They will be played different, and they know it. Mahomes is going to have to show more. Mahomes is going to have to be more. Andy Reid's shown he can win any kind of way. They weren't playing like this with McNabb, with Vic. They weren't Kevin Cobb. They weren't doing this. And so Andy Reid can get it done. It's up to can Patrick Mahomes change the way he plays somewhat. Juju will help him. Sky Moore, the rookie, will help him. But it's going to come down to Patrick Mahomes. It's going to be different. They know it's going to be different. But if Mahomes is who we think he is, he'll be fine. But it's not going to be easy because that division, you got Max Crosby and Chandler Jones with the Raiders. You got Khalil Mack and Bosa with the Chargers. Man, they coming after Patrick Mahomes' head.
TG, you're the best. By the way, Kyrie didn't want to take the pay cut and go to the Lakers.
You have no idea. When I saw that, I was like, please, come on, Kyrie, Lakers. Just promise him this max extension. Like, promise it. Oh, man, I was wishful thinking, man. I was excited about that for about a day.
Yeah, that and sucks. Then reality struck. That's what happened. And then
we got to figure out a way to make a way, if that makes any sense, man. Yeah, man, I was somewhat excited about that. I was like, okay, we back, baby. Nope. Hopefully Westbrook can play the way he's always played, minus last year. We'll be good.
Might want to research how he's played a couple years before that, but that's okay. Hoosh, you're the best. Can't wait to hear you Saturday. Thanks for joining us.
You guys take care.
Let's get to Ryan Music with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Good morning, Doug. How are we
good
doing today?
Good morning, Ryan.
It's a great morning. Depending on who you may ask, maybe Laker fans feeling a little different than that, according to your good buddy, TJ Houshmandzadeh there. And that's where we'll start off with our first story. Russell Westbrook is expected to be back after opting into the final year of his deal with the Lakers at just over $47 million. From the Lakers' perspective, NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski added this morning, the Lakers are, quote, counting on Westbrook having a comeback season, and Westbrook has expressed enthusiasm about working with new head coach Darvin Ham. It was obviously a very down with very little up season in Westbrook's short first year with the Los Angeles.
It was awful. It was a complete nightmare. He was a nightmare. They were bad because of it. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. Like, look, Frank Vogel is not a confrontational guy, but it wasn't that he wasn't trying to make it work. Russell Westbrook I mean, this is part of it is how LeBron is, right? Russell Westbrook was on an island last year. He didn't hang with the guys. They were just, he was, and part of that was at some point LeBron realized he ain't it, right? That they made a bad decision. But it was bad, and I don't know how you fix that. I just don't. He's never been a, the analytics have always told you he's never been a good finisher at the rim. He's a high volume, low make 3-point shooter. There's just not a lot of space. And he's always been, he's a widely overrated defensive player in terms of dying on screens, not following defensive rotations. But there was just some quit in him last year. And he's not young. He's had 4 knee surgeries. So I don't, they only have him because they have to, not because they want to. Don't let anybody else tell you.
So amidst that disastrous first season, Russell Westbrook obviously taking a bunch of heat for his lack of production after opting into that, or reportedly opting into this player option before it becomes officially official, he decided to post this little message on Instagram this morning.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
So, Russell Westbrook singing along to Beyonce's new single, You Won't Break My Soul. I guess you could say that's a message to all the haters out there, Doug.
Look, I will say this. Like, Russell Westbrook off the basketball floor, great dude, right? Foundation is real. Obviously, feels like he's a good parent, good dude, good husband. Like, it's not, this is just how he works within a basketball organization.
Yeah, I don't think anyone thinks he's a bad guy, like the type of person that he is. He's developed a reputation of not being the best teammate in terms of basketball, right?
Yeah, bad teammate. And but as long as people understand the difference. So I don't know, you know, I guess he's just not going to let the negativity eat him up. That's fine. Like, he, you know, $47 million, $47 million. Right. Who are we to question Russell Westbrook, who has, you know, an MVP season? He's been in the NBA Finals. He's been a perennial all-star, and he's going to make close to 50. He'll make over $50 million next year because he's got his Jordan brand deal. Like, who are we to question that? But I don't see how the Lakers win with him. Don't see it happening.
Another big-time free agent, or perhaps not free agent, is James Harden, since the expectation is that he will return to the 76ers, but reports are suggesting that he will decline his player option but sign an extension for more total money. However, this was interesting from NBA insider Mark Stein, who's saying that Harden could seek a multi-year extension for less money per year in order to create cap space to sign a player like PJ Tucker. So maybe PJ Tucker ending up in Philadelphia alongside James Harden and Joel Embiid.
I mean, look, that would make a ton of sense. Obviously, he'd be good for their culture. He gives them the ability to, when Embiid's out, small ball five. But at some point, we had to point out that this version of P.J. Tucker is not prime P.J. Tucker, right? Now yeah. We're getting to the just holding on, collecting checks, living on past legacy P.J. Tucker. That's the reality of it.
Yeah, I mean, it would be interesting. Where were you at? Because Colin was a big, big fan of the James Harden move initially, obviously with Ben Simmons not even playing, it was an upgrade in that regard. But then the way that he fizzled out in the postseason didn't bode well for Harden's reputation of coming up short in the postseason, especially the past couple years. Do you like where Philadelphia is headed with that James Harden Embiid combo? That's not a good sign.
I mean, do I like it? Like, look, I don't think James Harden, I think he's not prime James Harden. He's a lesser version. And, you know, you're now, you have a guy who believes in him to a level that I don't think his talent is he does, he's not, you know, look, if you don't take care of yourself for that long in the off season, eventually your body kind of breaks down and it shortens your career. It shortens the lifespan of your greatness. I thought that's what happened to Carmelo. And then, you know, he'd get in shape in the offseason but wouldn't stay in shape. And that's what's happened to James Harden on some level. Now, you do have Embiid, and you can surround him with other guys. I just, mentality-wise, I don't know. You know, it was like once every 4 games, he was elite James Harden. And with every year, that becomes once every 5 games, once every 6 games. He was thrown in on the fly. I do think Doc thinks he can make it work. Because had Doc really wanted to get out and get to the Lakers, he probably could have gotten that done. So I don't love it. But considering they had Ben Simmons, who was a hard one to move. And look, if you can combine the two, Ben Simmons' defense and passing with James Harden's offense, it would be great. But, I mean, I think it's a, I don't know. I've never been a huge James Harden guy in terms of watching him play or want him on my team. On the other hand, I marvel at his skill and his talent when he's at his peak. I don't know if that answers your question. Do I think they're a favorite to win the East? Like, no. Like, just no. He's not a great playoff player. He doesn't play defense, and he's trending the wrong way in terms of how his body looks and what his game feels like. He feels like he's maybe not completely over the hill, but on the downside of his career. And that's Ryan Music with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Well, it was a good day to be John Wall yesterday, right? Colin would have made fun of him on some level, but he took a buyout. So he's a free man. Where's he going to land? And why I think it's a home run, I'll tell you next in The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd. Mark Medina next hour. You know, these two points can both be true. Like, I can be down on Kyrie Irving in terms of his value in the league and tell you I think the Nets got a chance to win the whole thing next year. I can say the same thing with John Wall. Like, look, Houston paid John Wall a crazy amount of money to not play basketball. That's, I mean, just insane. Absolutely insane. John Wall's contract, which he's now been bought out of, right, was he was supposed to be paid $47.36 million for the final year of his contract. He's agreed to take $6.5 million less. So essentially, you know, $40 million in change to not play basketball for the Rockets next season. That was after making $44 million to not play basketball with the Rockets last season, you know? And the year before, he barely played basketball and made $38 million. John Wall, in his career, right, in his career, in the last 12 years, and remember, he gets paid the $41 million already. Like, he's going to make $85 million in the last 12 months now that he gets bought out. And then, whatever else he can negotiate now, he's a complete free agent. So in his time in the NBA, he has made in the neighborhood, okay, of $270 million. Let me do that. $270 million. Wow. That's a lot. And look, I'm somewhere in between. I'm not with Colin with the doing the Dougie somehow makes him, you know, a clown as a basketball player. He's 20 years old in the NBA. You know, whatever. But, like, look, there's a reason. Remember, he had the left heel surgery and then the Achilles and an infection. All of this has changed who he is as a basketball player. And prior to that, he was a guy who always struggled shooting the basketball. His next to last year in Washington was probably his best year shooting threes. But, you know, he's somewhere in the 19 to 20 a game at his peak. He was a guy who would average close to 10 assists. But the problem with the assist numbers, and it's really interesting, you know, like, Russell Westbrook's not a great passer. And like, whoa, he led the league in assists. Like, okay, that doesn't... A lot of it's about the volume of possessions which you have the ball, and just shot creation becomes passing the ball to a guy who shoots a three. Right? That's not really a great passer makes. And John Wall averaged 20 a game his last 2 years he played, including the 40 games he played a year and a half ago when he played for the Houston Rockets. So now, as a buyout guy, it looks like he's going to go to the Clippers. And I love it. And you may say to yourself, wait. What's the difference between him and Russell Westbrook, with the exception of the fact that Russell Westbrook averaged more points and more assists and more rebounds and has a better reputation? Granted, he's not nearly as good a defender as his reputation, but a better well, first thing is, he's 31, 32 years old. And yeah, he had a devastating injury. My guess is he's not going to sign with the Clippers unless he passed the physical. And if you assume they use him as a sixth man, that restarts your career. What people forget about the sixth man is it's just not the same position. Even if you bring the ball up the court and you're technically the backup point guard, it's a different position because all you got to do is come in and change the pace of a game. He can do that. You don't have to worry about running a team and getting everybody involved. Just go get yours. You can do that. And while his shooting has never been great, my guess is all this time off, there's been a ton of work. The only thing you can do when you're rehabbing your legs is work on your shooting. But even with that, like, all of these things are made easier because you're playing against other teams' backups. I love it for the Clippers. Granted, You're betting on Kawhi off injury, Paul George off an injured, and John Wall off an injury. But I love it on paper. Love it. I find the Nets to be fascinating. And while I'm not ready to go all in, I'll throw some chips in. I'll tell you why next. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is The Herd.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.